All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I got a question. Are you ready for some degeneracy? Because it's Grim Sentai Corner, and we've got Sadistic Blood, which is really short, but we need to go ahead and get through it, because everybody likes lesbian vampires, right? So, let's enjoy this really bloody, over-the-top, crazy game. In a single moment, my ordinary life came to a screeching halt. All I could recall was the intense pain spreading through my body, contrasted by the cold rain battering my skin. A black filter settled over my field of vision. I couldn't tell what happened to me. Ah! I barely managed to let out my own voice. Or let out my voice, rather. It was so husky and hoarse that I didn't even recognize it as my own. When I tried to move, I found my limbs completely numb and devoid of sensation. I couldn't even figure out where my own hands were. A moan of pain escaped my lips. Everywhere and everything hurt. Why? Why did it hurt so much? Today, I went riding with my friends, then on the way back home, I slowly started to remember. I had gone out with my friends today to have some fun. But on the way back, the weather had suddenly taken a turn for the worse. A heavy rain had started pouring over us. One of my friends and I had parted ways. I rode my bike through this mountain road to get back home. I could hardly see anything. All of a sudden, a person had come into view right in front of me. I had tried to brake in a panic, but the bike's tire slipped, and before I knew it, I'd ended up like this. Ugh. I tried turning my body a little. Pain flared up like fire, but at least now I could faintly feel my limbs. Where? Where was my bike? My first urge was to search for it, but my body was in too much pain to move properly. On top of that, something warm flowed from my head. Something that wasn't rain. Ugh. My body wouldn't move. I could feel my consciousness waning. I was probably done for. I couldn't tell exactly what happened to me, but I felt as though I was fatally injured. My body was starting to go completely limp. As cold as the rain felt, I couldn't make a move to escape it. It seemed I'd braved my last on this cold, hard asphalt. I think that just a short while ago, I'd been having the time of my life riding around with my friends. So cold. I let my eyes fall shut. Merely keeping my eyelids open was agonizing at this point, and I was so, so terribly sleepy. It was somehow different than normal drowsiness. I couldn't resist one bit. Some dim corner of my mind realized that this is what dying must feel like. You're still alive? I heard a voice. It was a woman's voice, but since my eyelids wouldn't open, I couldn't tell who it was. Well, you're lucky you didn't fall off the other side of the road. You won't survive with injuries like those. What was she saying? I couldn't make her words out over the sound of the rain, but I could tell she was speaking to me. I'm sorry. It's all my fault. Ah, do you still want to live? Do you want to be saved? If you want to survive, then there's a way, but I hadn't understood what she said earlier. What she said just now, however, reached my ears clearly. That if I wanted to survive, there was a way. That was what she said. I'm sure of it. Survive? Was she saying she could help me survive this? Should I ask her for help? My throat clamped shut. It was hard to say just one word. But I wanted to survive. I didn't want to die here. Help! Alright. Before I could say anything else, she brought her face close to mine. A moment later, I felt the sensation of lips against my neck.
Blood.
A tiny jolt of pain shot through me. I don't think there's a movie on this one. The city lights are finally coming into view. A girl whispers as she stands atop a bridge overlooking a city. That's where we'll be hiding? Another girl asks that with a vacant expression. The moonlight shining through the clouds gives their eyes a mysterious gleam as the sea breeze toys with their hair. The artificial island city, Chisakura. A high-class resort spot, as it were. We should be able to stay hidden there for a while. Holding down her hat so the wind won't blow it away, one of the girls, Sonohara Yuna, curls her lips into a thin smile. Garbed in something resembling a dress, she stands a step ahead of the other girl. The hunters. Do you think any of them will show up here? The girl with beautiful blonde hair, Nanase Shizuha, whispers that with an anxious expression. She holds her relatively short skirt down as she looks at Chisakura's city lights. A pair of fangs that seem far too large for her petite frame peep out from behind her slightly parted lips. Whether any hunters show up isn't something we ought to concern ourselves with right now. We should focus on finding some place to hide in. Yuna gives Shizuha a glance before taking her hand. Shizuha stares back in surprise for a moment, but squeezes Yuna's hand back and steps forward. She almost looks a bit embarrassed. The city's larger than I thought. Now that they're here in the heart of Chisakura, Yuna turns around in place to look around the street. Since it's quite late at night, there isn't another soul in sight. The only signs of life are some of the apartment building windows are lit. Few of the citizens are awake at this hour. So where do we hide? We could barge into any house we want and suck the life out of whomever's there. But don't you think we should find a place that's a bit more hospitable? Hospitable? I looked in the thing, see? Let's head over to that mountain. There's a big estate there. You really want to go that far? What if they catch up to us? Shizuha glances over her shoulder, her expression clouded with anxiety. The two of them are very much on the run. The luxury of leisurely picking out a hideout is one they can scarcely afford. It'll be fine. We really gave him the slip. If anyone shows up, it'll be days from now. Probably. Yuna turns to look at Shizuha and gives her a playful wink. Besides, when vampires are involved, a mansion's a must, don't you know? No, I can't say that I do. You're so green, Shizuha. This needs to come to you naturally, intuitively even. You can say that all you want, but I can't help it. You should be a little more... You should be a little more dignified about this. We're vampires, dear. We're not like those ordinary humans. We're a stronger, ageless, more elegant existence. Yuna spreads her arms wide, elegantly twirling on the spot. Vampires. They are vampires that outwardly appear human, but are actually entirely different from mankind. By consuming the blood of others, they grow in strength and produce more of their kind in the process. They've mingled with human society since ancient times and still exist in the modern era. Yuna and Shizuha are two such vampires. Don't you think sometimes that you'd be better off being human? You wouldn't be running for your life right now if you weren't a vampire. Talking about what-ifs is pointless. We're vampires, and there's no changing that. Though vampires have bodies far stronger than those of humans, there are humans who make it their calling to exterminate vampires in turn. These people are known as hunters. Just as vampires have existed since antiquity, so too have hunters. While vampires are superior in terms of physical ability, hunters have constantly developed unique weaponry and tactics to combat them. In fact, it is precisely because of an encounter with hunters 2 days ago that Yuna and Shizuha have come to Chisakura. Right, let's get that right. They are fleeing from them. I don't want to drink people's blood. You mean anyone's blood but mine, right? Well... Don't worry, I'm the one who turned you into this. And I intend to keep taking responsibility for it. Yeah. Now then, let's get going. If we really are in danger, standing around and chatting is only making things worse. You said it's a big estate, right? A man with a large hand in the city's development lives there all on his own. I think his name was... Psyche. Psyche lets out a muffled cry as a pair of fangs stab into his throat. Later that night, the two girls invaded his home. He's powerless to resist as he falls to their clutches. While Psyche is an aging man, it wouldn't have made a bit of difference if he were younger. No mere man can fight back against a vampire like Yuna in this situation. The gap in physical ability between humans and vampires is simply that wide. Now that his blood has been sucked, he'll be forced to spend the remainder of his life as her minion. At first he tried to resist, but by now his limbs have stopped thrashing. He's been rendered utterly docile. His blood tasted better than I imagined it would. I guess eating this well every day would do that. Why don't you have a bite too, Shizuha? You're thirsty, aren't you? I'm fine, thanks. Why are you denying yourself like this? It's a full moon tonight. Our vampiric impulse is the most intense at nights like this. Even so, Shizuha looks away, a faint blush on her cheeks. Like Yuna said, her vampiric impulse is running rampant at the moment. Are you that opposed to drinking human blood? Fine then. What's more important right now is making this man our minion anyway. As Yuna walks away, the man collapses to his knees. His eyes have turned red, and his expression is contorted with ecstasy. My name is... Sonohara Yuna. Do you understand? I am your mistress. Yes, Mistress Yuna. I like your estate. We'll be staying here for a while, and you'll be looking after us. Understood? Order me as you wish, mistress. Heh, that's a good boy. Obey my orders faithfully, and I'll reward you later. Yuna reaches her hand out and caresses Psyche's chin. While her gaze is full of clear disdain, the old man's lips are curved in a blissful smile. This is one of the ways vampires multiply. They suck humans' blood to place them under mental thrall, adding them to their minions' ranks. Feeding on blood simultaneously heightens the vampire's power, allowing them to continue fighting against their adversaries. Thirsty. So thirsty. It is a full moon. Your vampiric impulse is out of control, isn't it? Want blood. Someone give me blood. I told you, the reward comes after you do as I say. What must I do? Yes, I know. Why don't you go out and get us something nice to eat? We've been wandering for so long that we've hardly had a chance to sit down and eat like civilized people. By your will, mistress, I will prepare the ingredients immediately. Oh, you're gonna cook? I've been living by myself for a long time. I have some experience with cooking. Do you now? Then go ahead. If it turns out well, I'll let you drink my blood. So whatever you do, don't drink other people's blood under any circumstances. Yes, I will, certainly. Certainly satisfy you, mistress. Psyche leaves the room, his eyes shining with expectation. After watching him leave, Yuna takes a seat in a nearby chair. She turns her gaze towards Shizuha, who's remained standing this entire time. She narrows her eyes as she smiles. Sit down, why don't you? You're so antsy. Are you that scared? I mean, there's no telling when a hunter might show up. Shizuha shivers, wrapping her hands around her shoulders as if to embrace herself. She hates fighting. Nothing frightens her more than an encounter with a hunter. Her way of thinking is very different from most vampires' proclivities. Despite being a vampire, Shizuha abhors the idea of violence, both as a victim or a perpetrator. Shizuha, are you listening to me? Let's go to the bedroom. It's such a pretty estate, so I'm sure the bed has a nice, soft mattress. I haven't slept in a bed for a long time. For so long. I'm looking forward to it. Oops. Aren't you scared, Yuna? A hunter could show up at any minute. And what would being frightened of that achieve? If I let what those idiots are up to always get to me, I wouldn't be able to live as a vampire for very long. Her lips curl into a smirk as she huffs indignantly. But Shizuha, if you don't want to die, put some thought into figuring out how to survive. Being scared out of your mind will get you nowhere. Hunters are tricky opponents, that much is true, especially the group that attacked us earlier. But that said, I'm not going to spend the rest of my days in fear. For now, we're allowed to live, so let's take that chance to enjoy life in every way we can. Right. Come hither. I'll teach you tonight. I'll teach you exactly what enjoying life means. After being stripped naked and pushed down onto the bed, Shizuha finds her cheeks flushing red with excitement. As she timidly reaches up for her crotch with one hand, she turns her moist eyes up towards Yuna. Yuna's lips envelop Shizuha's nipple, making the girl shiver. At the same time, Yuna's hands slither towards Shizuha's crotch, her fingers gently tracing her cleft. An electric jolt of pleasure runs through Shizuha's body, causing her to let out a quiet cry. Her free hand crawls across the mattress, grabbing tightly onto the sheets as if hoping to find purchase. It's been so long since we did it on a bed. The hunters have been attacking us non-stop recently. So tonight, I'll be taking my time to thoroughly and utterly pleasure you. He says, my nipple! You like it when I suck on your nipples, right? I do, but... Oh, I know. You want it here, too. You want me to make your pussy feel good, too, yes? With her pussy being so indulgently caressed, Shizuha shivers in wanton desire. Her entrance is already dripping wet. Each time Yuna's fingers move, it makes wet squelching noises clearly ring out. The salacious sound makes Shizuha's body only become even hotter. It's not long before her body glistens with sweat. My, look at how wet you are. You always act like you don't care about sex, but you actually want to fuck like crazy, don't you? Yuna's fingers rub around Shizuha's clitoris. Yeah, let's get that right. Of course, she avoids touching that most sensitive spot for the time being, intending to tease and fluster Shizuha further. What do you want me to do? Go on, say it. Let me hear you say it with your own words. You mean like this? Exulting in the feeling of Shizuha's love juices soaking into her fingers, Yuna finally caresses her clit. After gently pushing the bud out from its hood, she stimulates it with Yuna's own liquids. You selfish little minx, aren't you gonna pleasure my pussy too? Says, I'm sorry! Shizuha desperately tries to reciprocate Yuna's affections. However, under siege from so much pleasure from both her nipple and her clitoris, Shizuha soon gives up. You're getting wetter. Can you hear it? It's so loud. Yuna's fingers sink into Shizuha's cleft. She caresses Shizuha's inner fold, seeking out her most sensitive parts. Your fingers, they're inside. Your nipple's getting pretty hard. Says, let's have a taste, shall we? Or a little taste, shall we? Yuna draws her fingers out of Shizuha, only to slide those love juice soaked fingers into her mouth. Her eyes cloud over with erotic ecstasy as she relishes Shizuha's flavor, cooling her tongue around her fingers. Ah, the way you taste, it makes my throat burn hot. Yuna, more! Harder! Heh, can't you be a little more patient, you little thing? But fine. Let's get down to business, shall we? As Eunice suckles hard on her nipple, Shizuha lets out a remarkably shell screech. Shizuha's hips reflexively recoil as Eunice vigorously rubs her inner walls. However, Eunice won't let her escape. She inserts her fingers even deeper, focusing her affections on Shizuha's G-spot. Since you're so tight, it feels like you might snap my fingers off. But that just makes it easier to find your weak spots. We're both inside me and my clitoris at the same time? Don't you like it this way? If you do that, I'll go crazy. Says. Shizuha lifts up her unattended breasts and closes her lips around her own nipple. The bit of additional pleasure causes smoldering heat to build up in her core. I love your voice, Shizuha. Just hearing it makes my body go hot. She says, Yuna, you too. It's at this point that Shizuha's own fingers start pumping harder, inserting her fingers into Yuna's sex. What? Shizuha starts fumbling around for the other girl's clitoris in a wicked recreation of what she'd inflicted upon her moments ago. You want to make me feel good too? I mean, I like it better. I want you to feel good too, Yuna. You sweet little thing, Shizuha. The wet sounds of their flowing juices grow ever louder. Transparent droplets run down their skin, forming growing stains on the sheets. So I'm gonna... Yes, there. Ah, good girl. You're so adorable, but when you make that face, it makes me want to bully you. As Yuna's teeth sink into her nipple, a powerful scream escapes Shizuha's throat. The momentary jolt of pain shoots through her body is far outweighed by the pleasure that follows, washing over her consciousness. A little blood came out. Bye. I love it. Your blood tastes fantastic. She's a potty, bucks and shivers. She can't hold out against the incessant waves of pleasure assailing her. Yuna's fingers are nestled deep into her vagina, persistently rubbing her G-spot. Love juices spill out abundantly, running down her thighs in such a volume it almost looks as though she's wet herself. Blood, my blood, you're sucking my blood. Shizuo's teeth still clamped on her own bosom bite down even harder. Now as both her breasts bleed freely, she sucks on her own blood, gulping it down hungrily. You do some unusual things. Do you like the taste of your own blood that much? The act of sucking her own blood clearly intensifies Shizuha's arousal. Arousal, not arousal. Her core burns with heat, causing a tantalizing tension to build within her belly. Yuna's own carnal desires are rising as well. While all Shizuha is doing to her is persistently rubbing her clitoris, that's more than enough. Shizuha's fingers move with surprising deftness. Yeah, easily finding the way Yuna likes it. Yes, let's feel good together. The intensity of their tryst crescendos. Each of their mouths sucks one of Shizuha's nipples, while their fingers lovingly caress each other's genitals. Shizuha's fingers aggressively roll all over Yuna's clitoris, while Yuna's rapidly rub against Shizuha's clit and G-spot. The rising tidal wave of carnal pleasure consumes them both, filling their bodies with an unbearable warmth. Yuna and Shizuha scream out in unison. Their abdomens buck and thrash as they continue to suckle on Shizuha's nipples. Transparent fluids squirt from their crotches, drenching their thighs and buttocks. Pleasant numbness washes over them, from the tops of their heads to their fingertips. The two bask in that pleasure, their cheeks flushing red. Exhausted, Shizuha eventually releases her bosom from her mouth. Yuna doesn't let go of Shizuha's other breast, but she stops sucking on it. For now, she simply keeps it between her lips. It's spreading through my body. Me too. I came too. You're always so good at pleasuring me. Because I want you to feel. You don't have to say the rest, I know. Yuna cuts Shizuha off before resting her head on her shoulder. They're satisfied both physically and emotionally, but don't want to part quite yet. Yuna heaves a deep sigh, feeling the warmth of Shizuha's skin against her own. Let's stay like this a little longer. Yeah. Snuggling against each other, the two let their eyes flutter closed. Exposed inside that room is a true connection going far beyond mere mistress and minion. Heh, my mouth still tastes like blood. A few minutes after the duo are finished making love, Yuna whispers those words in satisfaction lying face up on the bed. What's wrong? This is normally enough to satisfy you. Maybe you need more because it's a full moon? Shizuha reaches for Yuna's ragged gasp escape her lips. The blood, tonight I need. You're so thirsty for blood it's driving you mad, isn't it? I told you to drink Psyche's. No, it has to be yours. The only blood I drink is your blood. You adorable little thing, you. Yuna smirks as she drinks in Shizuha's desperate expression. After reaching out to gently pat Shizuha on the head, she presses her index finger against the other girl's lips. But that said, you have a penchant for sucking too much blood. If you suck too much out of me, it'll only make me need blood instead. A bit, just a little bit. That face of yours makes me shudder. Shizuha's breathing is becoming even more labored. All it would take is for her to bite down on Yuna's finger pressing against her lips to grant her heart's desire. However, she won't drink blood without Yuna's approval. Shizuha treasures nothing more than her current relationship with Yuna, so she follows her orders obediently. It's precisely because she understands how Shizuha feels that makes Yuna... Fine, you may drink. But be careful to make it not hurt too much, please. With a moan of craving, Shizuha bites into Yuna's neck. Yuna knits her brows slightly, but accepts her without any complaint. I swear. I swear I mean for you to suck from my finger. That's enough, right? That should keep your impulses in check. Not yet. More. Gulp, gulp. Shizuha ignores Yuna's words and continues sucking her blood. With the sound of gulping filling her ears, Yuna heaves a wry sigh. You're usually so docile, but at times like this, you're so assertive. Really, what am I gonna do with you? If too much of her blood is drained, Yuna's vampiric powers will wane. With the threat of hunters hanging over their heads, letting Shizuha drink too much of her blood could mean dooming them both. It's just a little more, okay? Giving Shizuha a smile, Yuna permits her to suck her blood for just a while longer. Although blood trickles from her bitten neck, Yuna only feels the slightest twinge of pain. What she can feel, however, is strength slowly leaving her body. Okay, that's enough. Any more, you'll make me anemic. A little longer. What? You're still not satisfied? Your blood tastes good. Ouch, don't suck so hard. Stop it, you. Sorry, but no, we'll stop here for now. Yuna gently pushes Shizuo's body away, ending the blood-sucking session. Although a trickle of red blood flows down Yuna's neck, a kind smile rests on her lips. Did that calm you down a little? If it gets too hard to hold back again, let me know. Yeah. While she says that with a nod, Shizuo's expression contains some lingering dissatisfaction. While her impulse is suppressed, she loves the taste of Yuna's blood for more than just that. A bit of blood sucking isn't enough to satisfy her desire. Then, can I have what's left? Shizuo's face once again draws towards Yuna's neck. The sensation of Shizuo's tongue licking the remaining blood from her neck makes Yuna shudder. Yuna's voice comes out in a pleasure-tinged moan. Thank you. For now, let's get dressed before Saiki comes back with our food. I don't really mind him seeing me like this, but you'll still be embarrassed by it, right? Yeah. Shizuha hurriedly scoops up her clothes from the floor. Yuna smirks as she watches Shizuha bustle around. She reaches out for her own clothes where they hang from the edge of the bed. This seems about right. After putting on her usual clothes again, Yuna examines herself with satisfaction. Yuna, it's crooked over here. Oh, thank you. According to Yuna, her current outfit exemplifies her vampiric identity. Shizuha frankly doesn't understand what makes an outfit vampiric in particular, but there's no refuting that those clothes fit Yuna perfectly. While Yuna once asked Shizuha to dress similarly, she was too embarrassed to do so. Saiki's back, it seems. Sensing someone else's presence just outside the room, Yuna turns her gaze to the door. His footsteps grow closer and the door eventually opens. Good work. Are you gonna make dinner now? But Mistress Yuna... All of a sudden, Saiki's body explodes. Something inside his chest blew up, showering the room with his blood. Get ready! Before Yuna can even explain what's going on, something charges into the room with them. Slicing through the rain of Saiki's blood is someone running straight through them. Yeah. A gauntlet-mounted weapon swings its sharpened tip down towards Yuna. Yuna's quicker, however, and evades the swipe while grabbing Shizuha by her arm. The blow smashes the bed that Yuna and Shizuha had occupied just moments ago to bits. Feathers from pillows fill the room. Standing in the center of the flurry is a girl with chestnut-colored hair. The hunter's found us already. Glaring at the girl, the hunter, Yuna kicks against the floor. With Shizuha underneath her arm, she tackles her way through the window. Ah! We have to run! Leaving the estate behind them, Yuna sprints towards the forest. Shizuha follows desperately behind her, towed by her arm. It's clear it would just detect him. This is completely unexpected. I can't believe the hunters caught up to us this quickly. Yuna clicks her tongue in annoyance as she puts her hat back onto her head. And fallen off in the chaos of their escape. She thought that everything had been going as planned, but it seemed she was wrong about that. She bitterly admits to herself that she underestimated the hunter's intelligence network. Well, what do we do? We run! Right, there's only one hunter, so we can shake her off easily. Only one? As she runs, Yuna turns her gaze behind them. Her senses probe their wake, feeling out their presence is chasing them. Her lips part in a sigh. It's four of them. What? And there are at least four in the estate. Okay. That seems like a good spot, right, guys? So, if you enjoy sadistic blood, let me know, and we will play more of it. But for now, this will be the Grim Lord, and I am out of here. Later.